Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued dark tonight, turning to partly light in the morning.
And around here, you can add wet, because it's just as likely. A little humor to ease us into the dark days of November. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, I guess dark skies are with us, too. Any sunbreaks?
Well, we'll have some wet, but not the real super wet like we've had the last week. I mean, it's amazing. We've had so much precipitation that we have absolutely eradicated that drought period. So we've had enough in the last week and a half to make up for that 12-week drought we had before that. So it's been wet.
It's easy to believe. It certainly felt like it.
Today, you know, we have a pretty good break. There's no rain really over the western Washington right now. There is a front coming in offshore, but that's not going to make it till around dinner time. So today is going to be mostly dry. There will be a few sun breaks. So today will be the best day. Highs up in the 50s, so get out there. A front comes through tonight. The precipitation is going to pick up around dinner time. It'll rain probably to midnight or 1 o'clock. And that'll be a significant front, you know, maybe a few tenths of an inch. It'll get through mostly by the morning, but I'm afraid that tomorrow is going to be kind of a showery day. There'll be maybe a break or two, but there'll be some on and off showers, most of them quite light, probably a little heavier in the mountains. So not a day that you can go out there and depend upon dry weather for, you know, extended period of time. Highs will be in the 50s, maybe up to 60.
No atmospheric river drowning us, but rain nonetheless, I guess.
That's right. No atmospheric river like we had this week, but there will be some showers on and off. It's, you know, it's one of those situations, but nothing very heavy. Then on Sunday, it's going to be another day with a few showers. It's going to be a little bit better on Sunday. I think the dry periods could be several hours in length. Temperatures getting up to the mid-50s, maybe even into the upper 50s. So not a bad day, but there will be a few showers, a lot of clouds floating around, and worse in the mountains. Then on Sunday night, another front comes through. The rain will pick up again, and so we'll have some serious showers. And then Monday actually will be a drying day. So there'll be maybe a few resident sprinkles, temperatures in the mid-50s, so a pretty decent day on Monday.
I guess it's November. We don't expect anything but rain like this. This is normal.
This is very normal. And in fact, this week can actually be better than normal because it won't be any major systems, no continuous rain, nothing like we saw this week.
Well, you know that the hurricane, or I guess now we're calling it Superstorm Sandy. Is there a reason why we're calling it Superstorm now and not hurricane?
Well, Sandy was a hybrid. It started as a hurricane. And as it made landfall, it transitioned to a mid-latitude storm. So just as it was making landfall, it was switching energy sources from the warm temperatures of the tropical oceans to the temperature differences in the mid-latitudes. And having both of those at the same time actually juiced up the storm just at the critical moments when it was making landfall.
And so that makes it a superstorm? That's a technical name?
That's not a technical name. That's a media name. But it was a superstorm in the sense it was large, powerful, and it was actually getting energy from two sources, the tropical waters of the Atlantic and the temperature differences of the mid-latitudes. So for a short period of time, it was getting energy from both, and that really helped rev it up at the end.
And the storm came so close to the election, people were wondering maybe the weather could sway things.
There are social scientists that have looked at the correlation between weather and elections. And it turns out that several studies have shown that bad weather is good for Republicans. Generally, what happens if there's a significant amount of rain, that tends to suppress the vote of the Democratic side of the aisle. And the effect is small, but it can affect elections that are on the edge. In fact, there's one study I was reading suggested that the 1960 election was seriously affected by weather, and also the 2000 election. So it could be a factor, especially for an election as close as this one.
The storm hit states like New York and New Jersey mostly that are pretty much already going to vote Democratic, so maybe not this time, huh?
Sandy probably won't change this election because those states were pretty blue states. But looking across the entire United States, it appears that the weather is going to be very benign on Election Day, high pressure over much of the nation. And so with good weather, that would tend to favor the Democrats.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. Tune in for our weather discussions every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.